going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Did the Ravens hit on their 11 draft picks? Let's talk about that. Bob Anivese, Rod Nolan McGraw from the Baltimore Sun on the Window Nation guest hotline. Brian Wacker. Brian, good morning. How was your draft weekend?
Long. Not as long as the Ravens, though, with 11 picks.
All right. Mike Green, he gets picked second round. That's become a hot button topic. Also, the heir apparent, it seems, to Justin Tucker as well, and the Loop kid from Arizona. So those two and the correlations between the allegations with both Green and Tucker and, you know, everything that brings it. It wouldn't be a draft, I guess, if there wasn't some sort of drama involved.
Yeah, look, I think no one was surprised, starting with the kicker, that the Ravens decided to draft Tyler Loop. He was their top kicker on their board, apparently, really the only one, according to Eric DaCosta, that they really coveted. And, you know, they made not so obvious, you know, hints or very obvious hints, you know, all spring, really, that they were going to draft a kicker. I mean, they looked at kickers in the draft. They flew senior special teams coach Randy Brown all over the country to look at kickers. They had kickers working out for them, including Tyler Loop. So, you know, it's not a surprise, obviously, given the circumstances surrounding Justin Tucker and being under investigation by the NFL for the sexual misconduct allegations. So, look, I think this is an organization that has never drafted a kicker. They drafted a kicker. I think the writing is on the wall on that front. And then Mike Green, look, this is a guy who, by all accounts, was a top 10, top 15, top 20 type of player. So you just look at the football aspect of it, and it's tremendous value. Of course, some teams didn't even have him on their draft board, completely taken off their draft board because of those off-the-field concerns and the two prior sexual assault allegations, one stemming back to high school, one stemming back to his early college career and being dismissed from University of Virginia and then landing at Marshall University. So certainly a lot of controversy, to say the least, surrounding that pick, especially when they've been so outspoken about a sort of perceived no-tolerance policy. Of course, they've clarified that, saying they don't really have a no-tolerance policy. Each case is viewed on its own, but now that's, you know, sort of stressed as well.
I would say, Brian, that Steve Bisciotti had to give the okay for that one.
Yeah, I would think so. And look, certainly, again, I think they're willing to take, you know, look, I just think they're like every other team in the NFL, or like a lot of other teams in the NFL. They are willing to take the gamble, and, you know, they clearly felt comfortable. Comfortable was a word Eric DaCosta used multiple times this weekend when referring to Mike Green, comfortable with their due diligence. We'll have to wait and see, because, you know, clearly there's some concerns there with him, and the Ravens, you know, the production I think they just looked at it and said, look, this is a guy who's a tremendous football player at a position of need, badly at edge rusher. You know, no disrespect to Kyle Van Noy and Adafi Owe. They had tremendous seasons last year. But, you know, those guys are probably not, you know, players that defenses are scheming against necessarily. So that's what the Ravens hope they got here in Mike Green. Now, of course, they, you know, the hope is they believe that their culture, keeping him around, you know, with the group of guys in that locker room and that organization, that, that things will be okay. I, you know, it's a wait and see.
Now, Brian, I would expect the Ravens to bring in a veteran kicker, too, to bring competition for Luke.
Sure, that would not be a surprise. And I think if that happens, look, you know, then that really is the writing on the wall, right? If you're bringing in yet another kicker, but I think by all accounts, they really like the Luke kid. I know Mel Kiper had him as his top kicker on the board, a couple other guys, Andres Borgalis, I believe, was the only other kicker drafted, as well as there's some interest in the kid out of FSU. So, you know, but I look, moving forward, I would expect Tyler Luke to be, unless something goes, you know, terribly wrong in his rookie minicamp and beyond, I would expect him to be the Ravens kicker next season.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Now, what did you think of the O-line drafted guys? What did you think of, like, Emory Jones?
Yeah, there's a guy they view as a swing tackle that, you know, could play guard, could play tackle, potentially sort of be that next version of Patrick McCary. I think it's a solid pick. I still think, look, they didn't add a lot of offensive linemen in this class. They added three of them, but, you know, a couple of those are projects. Carson Vinson out of Alabama A&M, more of a true tackle. Garrett Dillinger, the guard out of LSU, another, you know, a seventh round pick, clearly a project there. I think you're going to see them add some guys. I know they had some guys, some undrafted free agents as well. I think you'll, you know, see them kind of scour the veteran market. But I think certainly, at least for the time being, I think it's probably good news for Andrew Voorhees. I think he's probably the front runner for that left guard spot at the moment. And their hope is, you know, that they can develop some of these guys. That sort of always seems to be the approach, right? That they just, it's a numbers game. They bring in, you know, as many offensive linemen as they can, and they figure, look, we're going to be able to get the number of guys out of a large group that we ultimately need.
Now, what are you expecting on Sunday when we get a chance to go out there, Brian, watch the first day of rookie minicamp?
Well, certainly there's going to be a lot of eyeballs on the two guys that you mentioned earlier, Mike Green, certainly, and of course the kicker, Tyler Loop. So to me, those are far and away, along with Malachi Starks, of course, let's not forget that, their top pick.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah.
There's no questions about him, on the field, off the field, by all accounts, a really, really, you know, top pick. I mean, this is kind of in the vein of a Kyle Hamilton, if you will, in a lot of ways, maybe a small, you know, smaller version of Kyle Hamilton, but a guy who checks all the boxes on and off the field, versatility, can sort of play all over the field. I think that gives the Ravens something they really, really need desperately in that secondary, which is one of the worst in the NFL last year. Second half of the season, turnaround aside, you know, they really struggled, I think, against the pass. And this certainly is an upgrade there.
Brian Wacker, Baltimore Sun. Brian, real quick, because we know you're pressed for time, as we are as well. Any standouts among the undrafted free agent class as you guys were writing about today?
No, I don't. You know, look, I think there's no, you know, there's no Keaton Mitchells in that class. There's no, you know, guys, I think, yet that are going to come in. I think one guy to keep an eye on that'll be interesting, Aeneas Peebles, the sixth round pick at Virginia Tech, smaller, unique body size for a defensive tackle, but a guy who has a high motor, great quickness, good speed. So it'll be interesting to see how he factors in. Again, you know, one of the ways to fix your secondary is to have a great pass rush, and I think that's their hope there, with certainly Mike Green and potentially Aeneas Peebles.